AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A prisoner charged with killing a Georgia sheriff slipped out of his leg shackles today and used them to smash a patrol car window and escape. Jim Lowry escaped deputies who were transferring him to a different jail. Tonight, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says about 100 sheriff's deputies and law officers are hunting for Lowry. An Oscar-winning director is defending himself against calls for a police boycott.
What? Say what again? Say what again? I dare you.
Quentin Tarantino says he won't be scared off by police groups who are upset with him for speaking out against police brutality. The director tells the Los Angeles Times the criticism by police officers and their reps are nothing more than efforts to bully him. He tells the newspaper instead of dealing with the problem, police groups have decided to single him out. Tarantino says he won't back down from comments last month in which he said he was on the side of those he describes as being murdered by police. In his interview with the LA Times, Tarantino noted he did not believe that all cops are murderers. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
There appears to be some division among federal jurors in Huntsville, Alabama, who are considering an excessive force charge against a police officer. Madison police officer Eric Parker knocked down an Indian man who spoke no English. The man who wasn't armed suffered a spinal injury. Parker's first trial ended in a hung jury. When you lose oil pressure in a plane, you're going down. It doesn't matter if the plane is large or small. Three men, including a former Walmart CEO, survived today when their small plane lost oil pressure, and they floated down to a highway in Arkansas on a parachute. A woman in a truck who was hurt when the plane hit her vehicle is not believed to be seriously injured. And Kentucky has elected its second Republican governor in four decades, Matt Bevin. This is AP Radio News. Clemson tops the first college football playoff selection committee ratings of the season.
The Tigers are one of 11 unbeaten teams in the FBS at 8-0, which has earned them the top spot. Clemson is followed by LSU, Ohio State, and Alabama. The top four teams in the final poll advance to the playoff to determine a national champion. LSU and Ohio State are also unbeaten, while Alabama is 7-1. Notre Dame checks in at number 5 at 7-1. Then in order, it's Baylor, Michigan State, TCU, and Iowa all unbeaten. 7-1 Florida rounds out the top 10. I'm Jim Militello.
A last hurrah for Major League Baseball today took place in Kansas City, where the Royals were celebrated as the World Series champs. MVP catcher Salvador Perez thanked fans who turned out.
Today, we're the number one in the whole world, guys. Thank you!
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.